Hello, CCB. I'm recording this on Thursday evening, March 2nd. I want to begin by discussing our case for support. It means what it says. It's the case for why anyone should support us. It's a 10 to 15 page document making our position clear. Can you imagine that in 2016, we estimate that CCB members volunteered some 40,400 hours, and at the rate of $23.56 per hour, that's about $952,000. Now, Paul can use that figure, which shows how dedicated we are, to go shopping for grants and get matching funds. You should also be interested to know that over the past 20 years, we estimate we've given $250,000 in scholarships, over $300,000 in crisis support, over 25,000 referrals to community resources. Now that is a staggering amount of work that we should all be proud of that we have done for CCB. We need to keep records. We need to keep numbers. I know this is difficult and we don't like it, but this is the only way we'll have solid evidence, evidence that we can actually point to that's concrete, so funders will be willing to give us money. So I plead with the presidents and secretaries and treasurers to help us keep these records. Get in your monthly report forms about your activities and your fundraising activities. Get in your volunteer report forms. Remember that if you have a meeting and 10 people attend and your meeting is 2 hours, that's 20 hours of volunteer time. And for every activity that your chapter does, if you as the president spend some time working on a project, then please keep track of your time and add it to the chapter hours. We really need to start keeping these statistics so that this year we'll have accurate numbers. More good news. We have an Amazon ebook, and we're going to sell it for $6.99, and it's called How to Have a Happy Life as a Senior Losing or Without Vision. Bonnie Rennie did the bulk of the writing on this book. I helped edit, and Annette Carter did a fabulous job of formatting it. Speaking of Amazon, we now have what's called Amazon Smile. We'll be sending you a link, which I want you to distribute to all of your family and friends, far and wide, your church member groups, your school boards, anybody you know. All you have to do is sign up once through this portal that the link takes you to. And forever after that, when you go to shop on Amazon, you don't have to do anything extra, but any purchases you make, a little bit of money, not much in each transaction, but just think how many people shop on Amazon. So CCB can get a little money, and it's free money, money we don't even have to do anything to get. So please ask your friends and do sign up yourself for Amazon Smile. Gosh, we've got lots of good news this month. We've just hired a new contractor to work with the technical operations group, Earlene Hughes. She's an experienced web person. She is going to work on moving our system to a new platform and to start using what's called the Drupal system. And after we have that system in place, we will be able to do so many things more easily, including things like filling out these volunteer forms, being able to pay our dues online, registering for our convention online. So starting next year, we really hope to have so many things on the website that will make our lives much easier. Speaking of the convention, I'm very proud to announce that I have been able to raise $8,000 in sponsorships. We have two gold sponsors. Wells Fargo Bank, represented by our good friend Kathleen Martinez, and Sprint, represented by Kelly Egan, whom I met with last week in Washington, D.C. She's looking forward to coming to California. We have a silver sponsor, $1,000, from Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and two bronze sponsors, Humanware, and our good friends Lainey and Linda, who are going to support our ACB representative, Tony Stevens, to come visit with us. I once again plead with you all who should you should have your convention announcements very soon. We understand there may be some difficulty with the Braille forms. We're looking into that. I know the temptation is to say, well, I'll go to ACB since it's so close in Reno this summer, and I'll get to go to a national convention. But remember that the national convention is made up of the state affiliates. And if we don't support our state affiliates, the national organization will be that much more weakened. So please, please do come to our convention, especially those chapters that we haven't seen in the past few years. If you live in Southern California, consider coming only for a day, because for the next 2 years, we will be having the convention in Sacramento, and I'll be giving you more news about that probably next month. I have just returned from attending ACB's mid-year program. It's been very inspiring. On Saturday, the 25th, we had the ACB board meeting. On the 26th, there was the president's meeting. On the 27th, we had legislative information given to us, and we prepared to go to the Hill. And on the 28th, we went to Congress. 8 Californians went. We visited all of our Congress people and either met with some of their staffers or we left material. We were able to meet with our 2 senators. That was very exciting. And I must say, I've never been to Congress, and it gave me a thrill. Despite how I may feel about the political situation, it was wonderful walking through those halls. We never knew when we planned this event many months ago. ACB didn't know that the 28th would be the day that President Trump would bring his budget to Congress. So the Capitol was busy, 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 but it was very exciting. I want to remind you, and this is one of Steve Mendelson's points that he's pushing as chair of our advocacy committee, make contact with your district offices for your legislators so that they get to know you. Go in there, say hello, tell them who you are, tell them who we are, tell them you're ready to answer any questions. Before we go in with our handout, we need to go in with a helping hand. And I'm inviting all of you to make sure you get members, you get your legislative committees formed, and you actually go visit your local congresspeople. That ends at this message for me this time. There may not be a message in April, given that it's so close to convention, but I'll be speaking with you soon.